spread throughout the world like a scourge. Now all but forgotten is the inhuman cruelty inflicted by these institutions. Thankfully, many of these asylums were shut down over the years, with many left abandoned altogether. Over the past few years, many people have visited these buildings, claiming to have experienced strange paranormal phenomena, which makes us ask the question, could the previous patients at the asylums be haunting them? From unexplainable sights, sounds and encounters to bizarre ghost photos, let's explore the following four asylum ghost stories. Number 4, Penhurst Asylum. Penhurst Asylum, located in Spring City, Pennsylvania, first opened its doors in 1908 as a refuge for children with mental disabilities. The facility was overcrowded, poorly staffed, and provided with inadequate funding from the government, leading to an overburdened and reckless workforce which resorted to practicing brutal punishments. Children were administered drugs, bound to their beds by chains, isolated from human contact for extended periods, and had their teeth ripped out for biting. One journalist uncovered the asylum's horrors in 1968, and 7 years later it was shut down. Although the facility is currently operated as a theatrical paranormal attraction, the previous caretakers report that the building is in fact haunted by disturbed spirits. Some describe having heard footsteps, piercing screams echoing from empty rooms and slamming doors. Those who have investigated the property recall experiencing hostile paranormal activity possibly associated with the poltergeist. This included being touched, shoved, and having projectiles thrown across the room at them. One researcher even encountered being scratched by one of these entities. One apparition, frequently witnessed by visitors to the facility, is of a young girl in a white dress who will often disappear as quickly as she appears, although who the girl is continues to remain a mystery. Number 3, Beechworth Asylum. The Beechworth Lunatic Asylum, located in Victoria, Australia, was established in 1867. Considering 3,000 patients passed away there over a duration of 128 years, it is not surprising that the building has become a well-known hotspot for paranormal activity. One of the most commonly encountered ghosts is thought to be of a former staff member by the name of Matron Sharp. She's been witnessed wandering into classrooms and into areas which used to be dormitories, and is frequently seen drifting down a granite staircase in the facility. According to legend, Sharp was exceptionally sympathetic towards the patients at the asylum. Even following her death, she would be seen providing comfort to them. Nurses reported observing Matron Sharp seated next to the patients before the electroshock treatment. Those who experienced this remarked that the room became icy cold, but they nevertheless felt comforted by her presence. Another ghost believed to haunt Beechworth is a former patient by the name of Tommy Kennedy, who was eventually hired by the facility as a kitchen hand. What was formerly the kitchen now exists as an area called the Bijou Theatre. People who visited theatre claimed to feel something pulling on their clothes or nudging their ribs, and the culprit is thought to be Tommy. More frighteningly are the hauntings of another patient who went missing and was discovered in a tree after several weeks of searching. Max, the local dog at the facility, was found gnawing on a leg close to the entrance of the asylum. Nearby was found the decomposing body of the patient, so badly decayed that his leg had become detached. This patient's ghost is known to and is frequently observed haunting the entrance to the asylum in the early hours of the morning. Number 2, Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. The Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum, located in Western West Virginia, first began admitting patients through its doors in 1864. The facility performed shock treatment and caged confinement, which it incorporated into its routine practices. Crude ice pick lobotomies were also performed, which involved piercing and separating the prefrontal region of the brain from the rest of the brain with a long, sharp instrument inserted through the eye socket. With Trans-Allegheny now operating as a public attraction, there have been many reported sightings from visitors, tour guides and investigators of apparitions depicting nurses, patients and doctors wandering the halls of the asylum. The foreboding disembodied shadow of a fallen Civil War soldier is also a common sight on the property. But the most renowned encounters at the facility are with the ghost of a young girl by the name of Lily. She discreetly makes her presence known to visitors by moving around a small collection of toys located in a paint-pilled room dedicated especially to her. Lily, however, isn't the only child whose ghost roams Trans-Allegheny. Many other reports have been made of children wandering the upper floors, tailing people around the facility, and on occasion even pursuing them to their homes. Number 1, Waverly Hills Sanatorium, Kentucky. In Louisville, Kentucky, sitting atop a giant hill, rests the Waverly Hills Sanatorium. This foreboding fortress of horror, in its disintegrating state, casts an eerie shadow upon the city that sits below. The atmosphere of the surrounding area continues to be tainted by its dark and chilling history. Waverly Hills Sanatorium was constructed in 1924 as a replacement facility to a hospital that existed at the time, which became overpopulated due to the rapid spread of disease, not unlike the plague, tuberculosis. Despite Waverly Hills being considered the leading tuberculosis sanatorium in the entire country, hundreds of adults and children nonetheless perished during the height of its spread. These deaths were ultimately due to a lack of medicine. However, despite treatments being available to alleviate its symptoms, more often than not, they proved to be more harmful than the disease itself, effectively killing the patient. As the 1930s approached, the incidence of tuberculosis began to decline until a definitive cure for the disease was finally discovered in 1943, making its way around the globe. Patients were subsequently treated and then released after returning to good health. In 1946, tuberculosis was finally brought under control and Waverly Hills was shut down. But this is not where the story ends. In 1961, the facility was reopened as the Woodhaven Geriatric Sanitarium. Throughout the facility's operation were many tales of patient abuse and mysterious experiments. By 1982, it was shut down completely. Today, the facility lies abandoned, ravaged by the passage of time. Considering that over 64,000 deaths occurred under his watch, it's no surprise that Waverly Hills is regarded as one of America's most haunted asylums. Its massive death toll, if that isn't enough already, isn't even considered to be the only basis for its hauntings. It is also suspected by many that satanic rituals have been performed within its walls. Shadowy figures are said to lurk within the corridors of the facility, coupled with the echoes of disembodied voices and the slamming of doors. Here's some of the well-known encounters at Waverly. Main entrance. An elderly woman is frequently observed as a specter, crying out for help with blood dripping from her chained wrists and ankles. The third floor. Many, depending on who you ask, describe either a ghostly young boy named Robert or a girl named Mary, which haunt the third floor. Often people report witnessing one of these ghostly apparitions as they play with a ball, while others have just heard the bouncing of a ball down the stairs. The roof. The distant voices of children are frequently heard singing the nursery rhyme, ring around the rosy up on the roof. The fifth floor in room 502. There are stories of a tragic suicide that occurred in 1928 of the head nurse at the facility who was found hanging from a light fixture in her room. Room 502. She was 29 years of age and was purportedly pregnant and unmarried. Her despair over her situation prompted her to end her own life. It was not known how long she might have been hanging in her room before a body was found. Curiously again, in 1932, yet another nurse working in room 502 was reported to have leapt from the rooftop courtyard, plunging many stories to her death. No one can think of any reason for her doing this, leaving many to suspect that foul play may have been involved, although these rumours were never substantiated. Many people have described witnessing her whole body apparition on the floor of room 502. Feelings of hopelessness are often experienced by visitors to the area, as well as snarls of a voice howling, "Get out!" The fourth floor. The fourth floor is considered to be one of the creepiest, scariest, and most active areas in the hospital. Doors are often heard slamming without any credible explanation in an area of the fourth floor restricted to the visitors due to its unsafe conditions. Shadowy, silhouette-like spectres are also known to lurk the halls of this floor as well. Lastly, in 2006, a photo was taken at the asylum and reportedly shows the spirit of Mary Lee, who was a former patient at the facility.